we're up the Ibe.
Hey, morning, son. Good to hear you.
Yeah, glad I can finally hear you.
Yeah, and you can figure it out. Hell, Nippy, I'm glad the job went well. Prayed for you and thought about you all day long. What a big job. To who operated the crane? Did you do it?
Did it for a little bit, and then I did it for the second half of the day. So just go out, you know, 35 to 50 feet up in the air, swinging around. It's pretty cool, actually. So we took our time with it. It was a lot of fun. We had to be really precise and think about our cuts. We didn't want any of the, especially the big wood, to drop on the house. So, but we did it. It took us all day. But it was a full day. I had to get up and be at the Simpsonville rental at 6, and then didn't get home till like 8:30.
Wow, I thought about you all day. What a big job. Couldn't believe when I saw it. Showed your mother and thought, wow, he's really good. And that, what was that metal pole? Was it a light pole or something?
Pole? Yeah, it might have been the blower that was in the picture. I had a blower with me. I had to blow off the roof.
Okay, you look like a big aluminum tube or something. But it looked like it'd been a lot of work. I'm sure you were exhausted. But thanks for sharing the pictures. W4FCM.
So, yeah, it was a good one. So, what are you up to today?
Wednesday morning early, so a little bit of packing and watching customer wars and road wars and check for eggs maybe, but take the trash can of the street, not a whole lot.
And it sounds fun to me. It's a pretty chill day. So, I can't believe how cold it is out there. I was like, man, finally feels like fall, you know?
Yeah, I was looking at our game against Oklahoma's on the SEC Network at 1 o'clock Saturday, so, yeah, it'll be good just checking it out, too.
At Oklahoma, so we need to win that one. If not, we're going to fall below 500, so we desperately need that one. We've had some close games, I tell you.
Yeah, just such close misses. I'm sure they've looked at tapes and figured it out, and I think we'll win that one, but I can't wait for it already. It'll be nippy, yeah. Last night it was so hot, last night at Trump's rally. Of course, people kept passing out. So it's pretty hot in the nation still. It's really cold.
Where was that? Where did he have the rally at?
I'm not sure now. I saw it earlier, then turned it off the Fox News. It was hot, though. We had several people pass out from the heat. So we've got air on some days, heat on some days. So I think it's time for heat now, though.
Yeah, it's one of those months where you don't know if you do heat or air conditioning. So last night, you know, I turned the AC on, and then probably about early this morning I got a little cold. So, but we have to keep the fireplace here soon.
So maybe a good day for gas logs, just sort of knock the chill off, but not too hot. W4FCM.
That would be neat. So we need to get our fireplace down the basement fixed. We had a chimney sweep guy come and inspect it. He said there were some cracks in the in the clay chute going up. So he recommended, you know, lining it with that sheet metal stuff. But we just haven't done that yet.
Had big cracks in it. Mortar was out. He said, "If you use it, and an ash goes in there, burn your house down." So we said, "Nope." We did the fire log, gas logs, and totally odorless. One tube goes up, takes CO2, the other brings back in fresh air. And they are magic. They really heat that whole room. W4FCM.
Really cool. So, yeah, it's nice to have two fireplaces. it's pretty cool, though. But we'll have to get that fixed here soon and all that good stuff about being a homeowner. Got to get the roof fixed and...
Something, that's for certain, yeah. Your mother's still sleeping. I get up 6. I don't care what time I go to bed. I get up 6. I go 1 o'clock, I get up 6. W4FCM.
Probably passed out, isn't she? Yeah, Angela and the kids just left for school and work. So I'll jet out of here in a little bit. We got to get the rest of that tree and throw it in the dump trailer and then take it to the dump, which we actually take it to this place called... SR grinding and mulch. It's in Greer. That's where I get all my mulch from. But they take the tree debris, they charge for it, and then they turn it into mulch, and then they charge it for that. It's a pretty good business model.
That is pretty good. Get the charge for the product, come and charge for leaving. You can't beat that setup. W4FCM.
They're smart about it, so they got some beautiful mulch too. I've been going to them for probably 11 or 12 years now, so I don't get my mulch from anywhere else. I'll drive all the way out there just to get it, so it just makes sense. But I did get mulch from a place up in TR, but couldn't find out they use SNR's mulch. They get a wholesale, and that's what they sell because it looks so good.
Off and go to the real place. Well, that's neat. You're quite a businessman, two companies, and I knew you were exhausted last night, but glad it went well.
Yeah, so it was worth it. But, yeah, I got to get back out there today and finish it up, and might have another tree job, but this other one's, the tree's already down on the ground, so it's a lot easier than getting it cut up off a house. That makes it a lot harder, you know, so...
Every cut. It's just going to fall and crush the roof and run the job set. But it's had chains around it, I guess. And I'm sure you both are just totally worn out.
You're lucky it wasn't too hot yesterday. It's kind of the saving grace, you know. So we're sweating bullets and getting exhausted that way. So it was a good full day that we had. But it was only about a block away from our church. So it's Hampton Avenue. It looked like they had a bomb went off down around there. It was just trees everywhere. Big trees, old trees. They all came down.
Well, some areas, yeah. I believe they're still digging out. And of course, Asheville just got water yesterday. They went without water for, 10 days? So they said you can't drink it, but you can bathe in it and all that. But at least we had water.
I'm hoping they get everything back to normal. It's been through a lot of stuff up there. So they... Hopefully, like you said, Biltmore will be open. I wonder if Grow Park Inn is open. Do you hear anything about that?
No, we talked to it maybe our first year in 20 years. We'd not be able to go to that. By then, sure, they'll have it open. We'll see. Maybe right off as well. If so, Pigeon Forge and that both. Two big routines gone.
Yeah. So, yeah, they got a lot of work to do up there. They'll be working up there for a long time, so... But they'll get it back. It'll take a little bit of time. So just can't wait till they get I-40 fixed and get it back to, what it needs to be. That's going to take a long time. I don't even know how they're going to do that because they said the river, the stream moved over, a bunch of feet. I mean, it's not even in the same place.
Yeah, that, but I saw pictures of it. It was like a huge, Grand Canyon gorge and 11 bridges out, so but they'll be working out a long time, W4FCM.
Yeah. So they've had problems up there with rock slides and all kinds of stuff before too, but I mean, no easy way to do it when you're putting an interstate through, the Smoky Mountains. So they could maybe do a tunnel through the whole thing, but that would be take them years and very expensive. But so all right, Dad, I'm going to get ready and get out of here, get my coffee, and just get back to work. So I hope you have a great day. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
I love you, son. Thanks for being there. Glad the guys are talking long enough so you just packed up, went to work, and always good to hear you. Be careful, and proud of you, W4FCM sign.